BNS in 20 minutes or less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, May 10th, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
It seems like our entire industry is in Toronto right now for Canadian Music Week.
I know.
Have you ever been?
No. I used to work in Toronto when Canadian Music Week was going on, and I never went to any of the panels or anything. I went to all the shows, but it was just, it was awesome. Like, they'd extend the bar hours till 3 or 3:30 during it.
Oh, and nice.
They'd have, like, shows all over the city. There'd be, like, 70 venues at once with a show going on. You could just hop to them. It was awesome.
It's basically everything to do with Canadian music, right?
Yeah.
Like, all the broadcasters are there, the labels are there, musicians are there, the venues, people who run venues are there.
Yeah.
And we are here. It'd be fun to be there, though.
It would be super fun.
I just like listening to people talk about our industry, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like that for whatever industry you work in, but I could sit around and listen to people talk radio all day.
Oh, yeah. It's always awesome because there's still so much we don't know. I think that's what I love about it, is that there's always, I learn something new every day about the industry, and I've worked in it for a while now. But
it's one of those industries, I think, where it's like you could be brand new and still teach someone who's been in the industry for 40 years something about it, right?
For sure.
There's a podcast I listen to regularly, actually, that's all just industry shop talk. It's pretty cool.
That's
but
cool.
You'd probably be bored to tears if you don't work in our industry.
Probably,
so.
Yeah. You'd be like, meh. I love the store Aritzia, but I always feel a little bit uncomfortable in there. So I was there yesterday, and I was perusing the clothing, and I was looking for this new blazer, and then this woman appears out of the coat rack, and she's like, hello, are you looking for blazers? I was like, well, yes, in fact, I was. So she takes the blazer that I was looking at off, and she disappears again. And then all of a sudden she pops out again. She goes, I put more blazers in your change room.
Is this how she spoke?
Yes. Yes. And she just, like, she appears. This is what happens. They just, like, poof, they're in the middle of it. And you're like, oh, my God.
Hello. What can I help you with today?
Right. That was actually it. Like, she just showed up like, oh, my God. Like, you scared me. Where'd you come from?
McKenna loves to shop there, too. And they have really nice stuff.
They do.
But there is something about, there's something about it. Like, there's some serious eyebrows among the staff in that store. I'm like,
for sure there is.
Oh. Hi. No, I'm just here with my wife. Thank you.
This is what they do. And it's,
oh, Jesus.
That's it. Like, I don't know if they're taught to, like, not walk with feet or, like, what? Like, they're so quiet and they just pop out from, honestly, in between the coats.
And they speak like that. Well, a lot of the clothes in that store are really, like, flowy and stuff,
it's
too,
true.
Right? So maybe that's why it looks like they kind of glide through.
Well, at the end,
like
again,
hoverboard under there?
I was at the cashier and I was ready to check out, right? And then all of a sudden she appears again and she's like, did you find the blazer that you would like? I was like, well, actually, I was looking for something a little more tailored, and I couldn't quite find it. And then she, like, floats off like a Dementor again.
Where am I?
X92.9.
We have a question. When you're a flagger on a construction site, one of the people who holds the stop sign and the slow sign.
Yeah, it turns to stop and slow, yeah.
Directs traffic. Mm-hmm. Do you have to bring your own sign from home? Reason we ask, we were sitting here yesterday morning and three separate people, like there's a lot of construction happening down here right now.
Like right beside us here.
Three separate people walked past the station like they were on their way into work, but carrying their signs.
Yes.
Carrying their stop signs.
Yeah, like we see a lot of construction workers walking to work here, but this is the first time that we've seen the signs. Three of them with the signs.
Yeah.
Like
in their full gear.
Yeah.
Heading to work, like got your backpack, lunch pail. And of course, your stop sign.
Just carrying a stop sign over their shoulder, walking on to work. Like, yeah, does this mean, do you own those signs and you bring them? You have to buy your own stop sign for that?
Well, I know like companies will provide certain safety gear to you. Maybe they'll provide your vest or your hard hats, and then you're responsible for like your steel toes and that sort of thing. But your stop sign?
And the sign? Like, is the other one not reflective enough? You're like, no, this is a better sign. I'm going to buy this one. I need this.
I was thinking, is it almost like someone who brings their own pool cue to the pool hall?
Yeah.
They don't like the weight and feel of the ones the hall provides.
Like your own bowling shoes.
That's
you don't want to use the shoes that other people have used. You want your own.
No, and if you're going to work that sign all day, you want one where the weight is right. It's weighted properly. It's got
a nice
right
little thumb groove for you. You know, you've got your own thumb groove in it to turn it.
You spent some time with this particular sign. You know how these are the tools of your trade.
It was the strangest thing to see people walking. Like, so where'd you
bringing his own sign from home, and then where'd he?
Where'd you
so
get
is
the
she.
Stop sign from? Like, what's happening?
Did you just steal it? No, yeah. He's heading to work. He's taking his sign to work.
Don't touch my sign.
You're fired. turn in your parking pass and stop sign. You can't take my sign. I brought this one from home.
This is my sign.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
So not too long ago, we were talking about 91 Plum, which was a business in Calgary. I saw their business truck, which was an ambulance, right?
Right, their plumbing company that deals with emergencies, I imagine.
Yes, yes. It looks like an ambulance. They
the worst
help
of them.
Your plumbing emergencies. I saw another plumbing business in Calgary yesterday, and again, the service vehicle was an ambulance.
Another one? And it wasn't 91 Plum?
No, it was plumbing paramedics, and again, ambulance. Ambulance-looking vehicle was their service vehicle.
What the hell's going on here?
What is going on in Calgary where we need these plumbing emergency vehicles? We need not one, but two businesses with ambulances for your plumbing.
These first responders?
Is it the beef? Is there something going on with the beef?
Is that delicious Alberta beef?
Like, why do we need plumbing ambulances?
Like, we have a lot of emergencies here. A lot of plumbing related emergencies. Two different plumbing ambulances.
Help, I tried 91 Plum and it was busy. I need you guys.
Can you tell me a bit of what's going on? It's bad, man. It's real bad. It's bad. It was the beef.
My dumper.
It was the beef.
Dumper dispatch has been called.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Dumpdetective Roy is here. To the rescue.
Yeah, I'm Dumpdetective Roy. Can I ask you some questions?
In Spoopter Roy.
It's my partner in Spoopter Barnes.
Spoopter Barnes here. How can we help?
I think we got everything we need here. Constabatable Hatley will take down your report.
I was trying to think of something for captain, but I was like chapped ass.
Constipatable. Constable.
I hope they go along with that. Like, if we should phone these companies up and be like, we've got some ideas for you, okay?
Y'all are coming about this all wrong.
You're the dumper dispatch. You're an inspoopter, okay? Oh my god.
Yeah, if you're gonna drive a plumbing ambulance. You're right though. Why does the city have two plumbing ambulances?
It's a little bit concerning.
What's wrong with our asses?
X92.9.
Fiddling with Shauna, she plays that dang thing fine. Fiddling with Shauna on X92.9.
X92.9, do you recognize that?
Is it a Russian development?
Hey, well done.
Woo! Yeah!
What's your name?
My name is Andrew.
Andrew, well, we have tickets to Tokyo Police Club for you. Speed the box office tickets. Season 5 of Arrested Development is going to hit Netflix on May 29th. And it's been 5 years since season 4.
5 years.
5 years since season 4. And it was 7 years between season 3 and season 4.
Oh.
So fans of that show have had a couple of long waits.
So Arrested Development is like the tool of TV then, is what you're saying.
Basically,
just yeah. Like wait and wait and wait and hope eventually the next season comes.
Except they actually are going to release this.
Oh, thank God.
We have a release date.
Unlike
we don't
Tool.
With Tool. We do not with Tool.
Never going to happen.
And I think, I wonder if part of that has to do with, I know that part of the delay with season 4 was like the filming schedules
right.
Of all the cast members. Because the full cast is back for this season. And I think... Personally, I think that really hurt season 4. I didn't think season 4 was very good because you could tell that like the storyline had to kind of be worked around getting certain characters in the same room with each other. And
they obviously don't care that much about making money either, because when you wait that long in between seasons, like a lot of companies will want to hammer out as many seasons as they can and make mm-hmm. the money and have them ready to roll out. And with these guys, I don't know, is it more passion than it is money? Because it's like, oh, we'll wait for 7 years for the next one, whatever.
I think most of them have like decent careers outside of.
Yeah.
It would suck though if you were on a if you were in an ensemble cast like that and you were the least successful person. You're like, yeah. guys, let's go. I need some money here, and everyone's like, well, we're kind of busy with our
yeah.
bigger projects.
And you're like, you're okay. one of the extras that just makes basically minimum wage. And you're like, guys, I need to make rent.
The BNS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
Did you get the emergency alert yesterday?
I did get it, although I was having a nap on the couch. I fell asleep for a second, and then I like looked, and 20 minutes later, it had gone off. So it didn't make any noise, and I was like, oh, well, I guess if that was a real emergency, I would have gotten it 20 minutes later.
Yeah, you'd be toast,
yes.
wouldn't you?
Okay, well.
I was driving, and I was hooked up to my vehicle's Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I had an incoming call on the screen, and it was from me.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, it said, like, Andrew Beckler is trying to call you.
Oh.
And it was a picture of me and my phone number. And then I looked down, and I was like, that's weird. And it was the emergency alert on my phone.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's how it gets your attention, but it certainly worked.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing was, like, I was on quite a bit of traffic. I was in quite a bit of traffic on McLeod, and I looked around, and everybody was looking at their phones.
Right.
So it was eerie.
Yeah. So maybe, I mean, I get it, and you have to look down, but that's also distracted driving. So it's really,
I guess.
If it's an important enough emergency, however, then you should probably look down on your phone.
Just wondering why I was calling myself.
Yeah, that's so
cool. So otherwise I wouldn't have looked, but yeah, you're right. I get distracted driving, maybe takes a back seat if there's an incoming nuclear attack or something. So.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably more important that you get the alert about it, I think. So,
yeah, it was weird to see everybody like check their phones at once, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
I was thinking if this weren't a drill, if this were actually an emergency, that would be super creepy.
I wonder if there'd be like overhead shots of people and when it went through and everyone just kind of stopped, you know? Like, was there people on the street just like everyone looks down at the same time? Like, it was like everything froze.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It'd be cool to see.
Or like a security footage from a mall where everybody checks their phone at once.
Yeah.
Super creepy.
And then all looks at each other. Did you? Oh my God.
And then mass panic.
Yes.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Audio.
Love of mine, someday you will die.
Frontman Ben Gibbard said he went to the studio one day, he had his lunch all packed, and he sat down to attempt to write. I wrote this song in about 15 minutes, he said, and I kind of took my lunch, put it back in my bag, and went home because I realized there was no point in working for the rest of the day.
But I'll be close behind, I'll follow you into the dark.
3 years before this song was released, Ben was working on his side project, The Postal Service. Since Ben lives in Seattle and his Postal Service partner lives in LA, their songs were written almost entirely by sending CDs through the mail.
If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied.
When it came to recording this song, the band took a quick break because of some technical difficulties and Ben started playing around. He was still coming through the vocal mic and the lead guitarist thought it sounded really cool, so he went in to record it with him. That's the version on the record. No effects, just the two of them.
Illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs.
While atheism and agnosticism are on the rise, polling shows that most people still believe in some sort of afterlife. The most recent data suggests only about 17% of Americans believe you'll go into the dark when you die.
If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark.
Audio.
X92.9.
This headline killed me. Dr. Dre loses trademark battle with a gynecologist called Dr. Dre.
Is it spelled the same way?
No. D-R-A-I.
Oh.
But this gynecologist is Drayon. Okay, that's the name, but he goes by Dr. Dre. Tried to, make sure that this was trademarked. And then the Dr. Dre we know, the famous Dr. Dre, was like, no, you can't do that because it's too close to my name.
So did you say that the Dr. Dre that we know, the rapper, mm-hmm. he lost this?
He lost it because apparently the court said, well, there's not enough similarities between what you two do. Let's be honest. Like, one is a gynecologist and the other is, well, Dr. Dre.
So they're saying there wouldn't be any confusion for somebody who's seeking them out.
They were like, this is dumb. No one's going to be confused by this.
If it's spelled differently. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, although he was saying, Dr. Dre was arguing that this person wants to release this these audiobooks and these seminars and stuff. So there will be an audio component.
About gynecology?
About gynecology.
Well, you know, if they're both on iTunes and stuff, that could get kind of confusing, right?
Yeah.
You're at a party. It's like, put some Dre on. No, not that song. That one's overplayed.
Yeah, next.
Fallopian tube, also known as the oviduct or uterine tube, is responsible for carrying the egg to the uterus. The fallopian tube has finger-like branches
called imbria, which reach
out into the pelvic cavity and pick up the released egg.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.